Now here. Oh, come on. Oh, no, hold it together, Solomon. Hold it together. Now, this is apparently a serious news item. Now, this is an MP, a member of the Green Party. And just recently, they become a trans. Now, it looks to me like some guy just slung a wig on his head. I mean, I do some dressing up, don't I, in some of my videos. And all I do is just sling a wig on. But I'm not trying to be a woman. I'm just playing and acting one. But this guy could make a lot more effort, I would think. I mean, I got most of my wigs off of Amazon. Looks like he did too, or, sorry, she did, whatever. But a Tory MP, who I think is a femme, has apologised to this person because she kind of said on a tweet, that man with the wig. Well, actually, she's quite right. This is like saying, well, I could get a wig out of the cupboard that I've got there, sling it on and become a trans in about 2 seconds. Anyway, let's see if this person makes a bit more of an effort in another picture. Not really. I mean, that wig looks quite worse for wear. But, I mean, really? I mean, honestly. Well, it's the Green Party. You can't expect anything else. Oh, and here's another picture of this person. Oh, they made a slight effort here. At least they got a frock on. Now, I'm not making fun of this guy, if that's what he wants to do. But maybe somebody should give him a few pointers on making him look a bit more, I don't know, trans. Anyway, this is the other MP that apologised for saying what she said. And as usual, it's all to do about nothing. It's the sort of thing you'd get on The View or Loose Women or something. Not from an MP. But that's your tax dollars at work, or tax pounds. But that's what you get when you get femons in the government. A lot of little bickerings, which generally amount to nothing. Ah, now here's another femon. She's with the Crazy Party. And all people joining her party have to hop on one foot. Yep, that just shows you how crazy the world had become. But I like her for some reason. Take it easy, fellas.